This is Vision View Sports Radio.
Yep, you guessed that right. That is indeed Sbululu is currently on the line, and he is our celebrity guest for today. Sbu, welcome to the grandstand.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me.
How excited were you when I was telling you that I'm playing Ki Itumezi?
You know, when you hear good news and then your heart is like pumping harder and faster. You know, because Ki Itumezi is my daughter's song, so it means there's so much meaning to it.
Yeah. Now, yeah. I do understand that you portray your love for your two daughters through music, hence Ki Itumezi, and also Mtim Omohle, which we're going to play later on. So if you can just tell us more about those two songs and the love you have for your daughters.
Okay, the first one that you just mentioned is Ki Itumezi, my firstborn. Ki Itumezi came into my life when I didn't even think God would elevate my life the way he has done thus far. So when she was born in 2006, the only thing that kept on going in my mind is like, God, how can you trust me with such an angel? So Ki Itumezi is my interpretation of saying, there isn't anything I wouldn't do for you. So even when I'm passed on, Ki Itumezi will be there on all the radio stations, and she'll have her family one day, and then she'll be like, my dad wrote this song for me. And Ki Itumezi is a beautiful song because anyone can relate to it and can resonate actually to it. It's a love song and a promise from a dad, a loving dad to his daughter. It can be dedicated to a son if someone is out there and is resonating with the song actually.
And Mtim Omohle?
Mtim Omohle is my second born, which is a young lady. She's 6 years now. She's the boss of the family.
So when the last borns are born, always like that.
Yeah. If you are following me on the Voice, you will see that she was clapping and dancing. Mtim Omohle is a celebrity alone. You know? So Mtim Omohle understands what her father is doing. Exactly. So Mtim Omohle is my other daughter, which I love wholeheartedly as well, just like Ki Itumezi. So the love I have for my kids is unimaginable, actually, you know.
Kids definitely are a blessing. But Sbu, you're also inspired by love.
Yes, very much so.
Sure. Can you tell us more about that?
I think that God is love. And when you love someone, it is until you've given that love to that someone and then the energies are bounced back. So that's how you see, Huri, what you're giving in, you're getting out. So I've given my love to God and my life to God. And as a result, I'm a living example of what miracles are, because to date, I've never worked for anyone in my life. Ooh. Apart from working for myself. I'm on my third property that I've built with my own hands, and I've seen who God is in my life. So I believe in love, and love isn't love until you've given it away, you know. So I've given my kids my love, and they've shown it to me by being the greatest gifts in my life. So even giving to other people, I am a helper. I've done a lot of things for other people, and I'm getting all the blessings back, you know, and it's amazing.
Sure. No, you definitely are blessed indeed. But Sbu, also, Opuma Eduduza, right? And
yes.
If you can just tell us more about where your love for music actually started, because it does have a gospel attached to it.
Influence to it, yes. So when I was growing up, we used to stay at my grandmother's house. So you know, family, black families actually, you'd stay in one house, all of you siblings, cousins, blah, blah, blah. So my aunt used to be a backing singer for Vuyo Mkwen, the late Vuyo Mkwen.
Oh, nice.
So when they were practicing, I would be like, hey, man, I seem to love what these guys are doing. So the gospel influence came from that perspective. And then I started singing in church. My mom would take me, my late mom would take me to church. My grandmother would sing, and she used to whistle, you know, a lot. And then I fell in love with more gospel songs. I'm actually working on my gospel album that is dedicated to my mother, who is late, because she died wishing that I can have, if I can have one album which is dedicated to Christians and gospel artists and gospel lovers, because actually gospel music is the one that sharpened Usbu Dlulu.
Sure, may her soul rest in peace, and your mother being Usibongile Sibanyoni, right?
Yes, that's my loving mother.
So meaning the voice has always been there?
Yeah, my entire life I've always been a singer. You know, I knew from the age of 5 years when I was asked, you know, we used to play Jam Alley when my grandmother was around, and they would ask me, what do you want to be? Who do you want to be like? Blah, blah, blah. I would tell them, I want to be a musician who is a businessman. So my life evolves around music. If I'm not performing, I'm doing a sound somewhere, because I have two sets of sounds. I have a big sound, I have a small sound. So, you know, my life is around music and my kids.
And also, you meeting the late prolific keyboardist, Xoli Nkosi, also had an influence, right?
Yes, Xoli introduced me to jazz music, Afro jazz music, because I remember my first professional gig, it was with the late Prince Kupi, a great guitarist. So I was playing with legends there. Like, you know, growing up with tattoos, I never imagined yourself, which you can be on TV, blah, 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 which is a good thing, because if there's someone who's aspiring to be a successful musician, and then he hears me on the radio, and then I mention that I'm from Tuduza, it means I'm making that person's dream more bigger, because now they can relate and say, if Spook can do it, I can do it too. Everyone. So Xoli introduced me to Afro jazz music that propelled me to be working with Abo and Narel from France. And when they were in the country, they never wanted anyone else except Usbu Dlulu as a backing singer. So working with those people, hey, go on later, because it grew who Usbu is vocally.
And would you say that your career actually started growing around 2004 when you started performing for renowned artists?
Yes, I think so, because I worked with a lot of them. Kamagwini, Kelly Kumalo, Wopengoko, Mbuso Khosi, a lot of them. Perita, you know, it's like quite a number of them that I can't even mention. Even this coming Sunday, we are celebrating my birthday concert, my third birthday concert here in Tutuza.
Nice.
We have we have got Kamagwini, Pozo, Pengoko, Smangangubane, you know, Tema Masimula. Like, we have so many artists coming through because of the love that is around all of us now. So we are making waves, actually. We even have a song against gender-based violence.
And now we're going to touch on that later on. But having to perform for Abo Peggy, Ernie Smith, you know, Abo Pinda, did that feel so surreal at that time?
When it was happening, I thought I was dreaming.
Yeah, I can imagine. Like, yo, you know, is this me?
I would be chatting with them once it's lunchtime, and I'd be like, hey, is this really me? You know? So it's always been a blessing, actually, working with all of these artists.
But also then you were given an opportunity in 2015.
Who was I working with there?
When you were given an opportunity for opening and sharing the stage with the likes of James Ingram.
Oh, and Tony Gill.
The way you've achieved so much, you're just like, hey, which achievement is this now?
You know, at that time, I was still a backing singer for Vusi Nova and Nati of Nomvula. So when we were there, we were given solos as backing singers. And I did my part as a backing singer when the opportunity was presented to me. And it opened more doors, because there were people who came to me asking for my direct numbers, thinking that, you know what, if you can release an album of your own, I mean, it could do wonders in the industry. So I did that, exactly that, and then, you know, we grow with every experience we acquire, actually.
And you also mentioned earlier the fact that you've never worked for anyone, which is a huge blessing indeed, but the likes of Umo Samanzini must have had an influence.
Musa Manzini is my brother from another mother. I love him to the moon and above. He produced my album that was released in 2016 under his company, Manzini Entertainment. Manzini taught me so much about the business itself, taught me so much about project management, taught me so much about the rights in the music industry, you know, how to go about to getting yourself published and all. Manzini taught me, Manzini himself is a school of music.
Now,
he has taught me so much.
he's taught you so much indeed. And I do realize that your first album, your debut album, Perseverance, was actually released under Imanzini Entertainment.
Yes.
And how was that? You know, how well did it do, Yona, your debut album?
You know, there's albums that people or artists release and then they become ghosts, you know?
Mm.
You know how ghosts, they keep coming. They keep coming through your dreams. But Perseverance is a ghost album.
Mm.
South Africa was never ready for that album. Even today, the songs in that album, they were well produced, well arranged, well composed. They are still making waves. Ndakubela Kudala is a hit song from that album. Abangani, Kitumete, my daughter's songs, both of them are making waves. There is a song that we had, or we have in that album, which is Together.
Mm.
Together speaks of a xenophobic attack. We are all the same in the eyes of God, you know. So there's a tribute song that I have on that album, and then that touches on the people who paved the way for us as young artists. So Perseverance was never well played or produced, I mean promoted, but it's making waves like a ghost. It keeps coming back. It keeps coming back. Look at me now. I'm having an interview with you, 2021, for an album that was released in 2016. So, you know, it's a blessing, I'm telling you.
A blessing indeed. But having achieved so much before 2018, what exactly steered you to enter The Voice SA Season 3?
The purpose about me entering on The Voice was to promote the album.
Because it was released strategy, love it.
Yes, we're strategic about it. So when the opportunity presented itself, I thought, why not, you know? And then me entering The Voice, I entered The Voice, there was 97,000 people.
That's a whole lot of people.
There were 97,000 people who had entered, like, nationally. And then I made it to top 16 in the entire competition.
Yeah.
And then as the only black guy remaining in the entire competition, I made it to top 6
of
the entire competition. And then I got to be mentored by Lira.
Yeah.
I got to work with her. She's in a loving spirit, that one.
And how was that experience? You know, what type of mentor was she?
My goodness, I don't know where to begin, but Miss Lira taught me what I had in me. She evoked those spirits, actually. She said, "Boo, when you walk in the room, we are all scared. I'm like, hey, who is this guy?" And then when you when you're standing there, you are apologetic. Stop doing that. Remind us who you are. And I reminded everyone who I was through my performances on The Voice. You know, every week was a blessing for me.
I know that must have been a huge, huge experience. But also, you have worked with many local artists and produced amazing songs for various artists, the likes of Uprijedu, Ukobi, you know, Vuyiswa as well. Which other artists do you still want to work with?
It's a dream of mine to work with Stevie Wonder.
Okay.
But this side, because I don't think I'm a local artist. I'm an international artist. I've toured Europe in 2011. I worked with big names there. Some I can't even pronounce, but I
love the honesty.
I dream of working with Brian McKnight, all the people who influenced me. I dream of working with Babu Kaifa Simenya and Babu Ringo and Thandiswe Mazwai. I dream of having Lira in studio with me doing a song together.
And it's definitely going to happen. The universe is listening.
I pray it happens.
Yeah. The universe is indeed listening. But what can we expect? I know that Ute, there's a concert at Duduza for your birthday celebrations. If you can give us more info on that.
Okay, we are having friends of mine coming through on the show, coming to perform, because I've been working with a lot of them. Some have been sponsoring with my sound. So they're saying, we're going to give back to you by coming to your show and gracing the stage for you. So it's happening at Polar Gardens on the 28th, this coming Sunday, in Duduza, Maikasi, where I was born and bred, where I was raised. So if you happen to be in the East Rand side of the Kasi, come through, massive artists like Pozo, you know Pozo, Bege.
Yes, Bege Zela, you know? We've interviewed him before right here on Vision View Sports Radio.
He's massive artists. We've got Pengoko, we've written a song together called Yekela Nabosmanga, Nabo Prince M, Nabo Tanda Madita, a song that is now a nest song. against gender-based violence. So we'll be performing that song for the first time live here on my show on Sunday.
Sure. And how can people get tickets? What time do they have to be there?
The show starts at 3. Tickets can be bought online.
Okay.
I'll send you a poster and it's there. There's banking details there. They can purchase tickets, but the tickets will still be available at the door.
All right. So awesome. And how can people actually book you?
People who are interested in booking Osbu, they can book me at my email address. It's spoo.lulu@gmail.com.
That is spoo.lulu@gmail.com.
Spoo, yeah.
Thank you so much for taking the time and chatting to us right here at Vision View Sports Radio for our Celebrity Thursday feature. Right now, I'm going to wrap up the interview with the boss's song, Umdimo Muhle. Closing remarks from your side.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm looking forward to having more blissful interviews with you, and hopefully to see you in one of the shows.
Will do. We'll definitely touch base, and who knows, I might be attending one of your shows pretty soon.
Thank you so much. That would be awesome.
Enjoy the rest of your afternoon.
Thank you so much.
And there it is, Umdimo Muhle by Spoo Lulu. Enjoy.
A 360-degree view on sports.